It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 65 degrees.
Traffic on I-15 looking good now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Legislative leaders are raising concerns as Governor Gary Herbert prepares to announce whether he'll issue an order for a statewide mask requirement.
Mandatory mask requirement. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the latest.
Senate President Stuart Adams issued a statement after meeting with the governor earlier this week, including his concern over enforcement. KSL.com reports both Adams and House Speaker Brad Wilson think the issue is different in Utah's urban and rural counties. Both leaders, though, agree with health officials that wearing masks is a really good idea that helps to protect the vulnerable. Governor Herbert expected to announce his decision on a statewide mandate later this morning. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The governor, by the way, expected to make that announcement during a coronavirus task force briefing that's scheduled to begin about 11:30 this morning. We'll break in immediately with live coverage as soon as it begins here on KSL News Radio.
A St. George nurse who works with elderly patients infected with coronavirus and her husband have now contracted the disease themselves. Tony Ferguson hasn't been able to see her husband, Clyde, in person since June because he's hospitalized and needs help breathing.
I hate calling the nurses in the mornings because I know that it's going to be, you know, another bout of bad news.
Late last night, she told KSL-TV she finally got back a negative test for COVID-19. She believes she caught the virus at work.
An investigation is underway after a police cruiser was vandalized while parked at an officer's home in West Jordan. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story this morning. John.
Yeah, Tim, detectives with the West Jordan Police Department say the vandalized police cruiser belongs to a South Jordan cop. They say there's no home security footage to help track down who spray-painted the words Black Lives Matter in bright red along the side of the vehicle.
It's concerning to me, yes. And I think if you were to speak with most officers on a personal level, they would tell you that it's concerning.
Sergeant J.C. Holt with the West Jordan Police Department says he actually doesn't think the person who did this is actually connected to the Black Lives Matter movement in any way. Rather, he feels it's probably someone just looking to create chaos and division. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact West Jordan Police. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The phrase Black Lives Matter is being temporarily added to the steps of the Salt Lake City building. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says the mural will serve as a reminder that the city is committed to real change.
Putting these words on our city's doorstep, where our laws are made and our taxpayer dollars are spent, will remind us and should remind us every day of our own biases and how to be anti-racist in all of our actions and in our policies.
Officials say 8 artists will add 2 letters of the slogan each. Those artists will be chosen by a committee, including Mayor Mendenhall and Black Lives Utah founder Lex Scott.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. You're probably going to need your air conditioner for the next few days as temperatures climb into the upper 90s.
Usually when it's dry, we tend to see these temperatures going up. We tend to see the temperatures going down a little bit once we get the monsoon season kicking in, and that means we get more rain and clouds, thunderstorms. But right now it's dry, and it's looking like near triple-digit heat for this upcoming weekend.
Grant says, and we use this term loosely, cool. It will cool into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday, but so far there's not a single storm in sight.
Another day, another record for new cases. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Another record day for new coronavirus cases in the U.S. 62,000 reported yesterday, the second straight day above 60,000. Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Task Force says wearing a mask is essential and looks good.
Masks can be a fashion statement.
Well, COVID deaths, though, have also begun climbing again this week. The Texas Republican Party calling off next week's convention in Houston after the mayor told the venue to opt out of the contract. The judge who administers Montgomery County to the north invites him to hold it there.
If you can make the logistics work We will be great hosts.
No reply yet from the Texas GOP. First-time jobless claim figures from last week come out in an hour. Another 1.3 million unemployment claims expected, marking 15 straight weeks of job losses exceeding a million. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And 100 black pro soccer players raise fists in midfield as Major League Soccer returned last night in Orlando, Florida. D.C. United goalie Earl Edwards Jr. explaining they did it for young people.
We can make them feel like they can be proud to be black.
Orlando won 2-1 over Miami. Real Salt Lake plays there on Sunday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.